Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County High School funding faces delays. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Funding for a new Campbell County High School and bus bar moved forward Wednesday, passing the Senate Appropriations Committee unanimously, though with a trimmed budget of $21 million, according to the Gillette News Record. The approved funds will cover the bus barn's construction and the high school's design phase, but full construction funding has been delayed. Representative Ken Clouston of Gillette stressed the urgency of replacing the aging high school, describing severe facility issues. He cited leaking sewage, malfunctioning elevators that force students in wheelchairs to be carried upstairs, and outdated fire suppression and HVAC systems. Despite concerns, Senator Mark Giroux of Jackson assured residents that funding for the full project remains a priority. He said the committee will revisit the construction budget in 9 months once costs are clear, preventing overpaid bills. The Senate will now debate and revise the bill before finalizing it with the House, which had originally approved full funding. Local educators and legislators continue to push for swift action, calling the school's condition unacceptable. Wyoming legislature passes bathroom liability bill, sends to governor. A bill that would hold Wyoming state and local governments liable for allowing men in women's restrooms and vice versa in most public facilities has cleared both legislative chambers and is now heading to Governor Mark Gordon's desk. Cowboy State Daily reported House Bill 72, known as the Protecting Privacy in Public Spaces Act, would allow individuals to sue government entities if they failed to take responsible steps to prevent opposite-sex individuals from using designated bathrooms and changing rooms. The Senate removed K-12 schools from the bill as a separate school-focused measure. Senate File 62 is also awaiting the governor's signature. Supporters, including Senator Darren Smith of Cheyenne, argued the bill protects women's rights, citing cases like collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines. Opponents, including Senator Tara Nethercott of Cheyenne, criticized the measure as poorly written and a potential financial burden on local governments due to legal costs. Despite opposition from some lawmakers, the bill passed the Senate 25-6 and is now in the governor's hands for final approval. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.